Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Angela Tennant to begin another chapter of Office Wife.
I had to laugh at Harry Palmer the other night. He actually wanted me to help him shove the Pilgrim marriage on the rocks. I don't know what these characters take me for, but I'm not as hard up as that for something to do. You see, Palmer has two axes to grind. He wants to step into Jeff Pilgrim's shoes at Bendigo and Company's, and he also wants to marry Marcia Pilgrim himself when she's free. For herself or for the firm, I don't know which. But my money's on the firm. I expect if I had any decency, I'd broadcast all over the place what Palmer's up to. Perhaps I would if it weren't for the fact that I think Jeff Pilgrim is keen on his secretary. Anyway, from here on in, my role is just the spectator.
Hello, Angela. I knew I'd find you here. Order for me?
What news, pet? How's your adorable husband?
Jeff? Oh, come see him, sir. It's not much fun, Angela. The moment I try to put Stella Bronson out of my head, something immediately crops up and we quarrel all over again.
Why don't you hire one of those gruesome detective chaps?
Oh, do stop making corny remarks. I sometimes get a sudden sickening thought that if I have been wrong about him, and it does come to a divorce, and then I find out definitely that I've been a fool.
I know, it's the way they have. Make you wallow in great bouts of wishful thinking. But it simply doesn't do, Pitt.
Weren't you ever wrong, Angela?
Never.
I've often wondered. I've often wondered if you're like this because you're disillusioned about men, or because you can never forget what you threw away out of plain, idiotic stupidity.
Listen. When I want my life poured over, I'll tell you and... Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, never mind. I won't stay if you don't mind.
Where are you going?
Home, I guess.
Well, stay another moment, whatever you do. Look who's just come in.
Good Lord. Benny Puller and Stella Bronson herself.
Doesn't look too bad, does she? For someone's secretary.
That settles it. I'm off.
See you tomorrow.
I'll give you a ring.
Bye. What's the Bronson woman staring at me like that for? And the old buffer she's with.
That's Angela Tennant, Mr. Fuller. I can't bear her.
She's trying to make out she doesn't know we're paying her attention. I'll tell you something, Miss Bronson. Beware of women with thin noses like that. It's a bad sign.
Why, Mr. Fuller, who'd have thought you were a connoisseur of women?
Ah, in my younger days, well, when I know you better. Oh, come along. I know I've only been brought to this place to be buttered up. What's it called?
Caresses.
All right. What do you want to talk to me about?
Well, now I'm here, I don't know where to begin. There's going to be an explosion at the office soon, Mr. Fuller.
What sort of explosion?
I don't know, but I feel that my job there, and Mr. Pilgrim's, are not terribly secure.
Pilgrim's too, eh?
Just suppose I had to leave there without him.
Without him? You sound as though you owned the fellow or something.
No, I mean if he stayed at Bendigo's and I had to leave. Would you still take me on your staff?
I've never gone back on my word yet, young woman, and I've no intention of starting now. What's all this about? What's it leading up to?
Marcia Pilgrim would do anything to get me out of her husband's office. Do you understand? She'd stop at absolutely nothing. So it might turn out that you'd have to take me on trust, sort of.
I haven't the faintest idea what you're getting at.
She might have me unjustly accused of something.
Such as what?
There's a topaz brooch of Marcia's missing from Jeff's office.
Now see here. You've talked enough malarkey for one sitting. You're trying to say Marcia Pilgrim might take advantage of it, eh? Pin something on you, maybe.
Well, yes, Mr. Puller.
You come and see me next week. I'm not worried about you, my girl.
I think it's awfully kind of you.
Rubbish. And you can switch off the demure little woman act, too. Do I look as though I'm fooled easily?
No, Mr. Puller, you don't.
Do you want anything more before we go? I must get back.
Well, if you don't really mind, I'll stay. I want a word with Angela Tennant.
Just as you like. Will you excuse me?
Yes, of course.
But don't forget, come and see me again next week. I'll expect you.
Hello, Stella. Long time no see.
That's right.
Like a drink?
No, thanks. I have to go back to the office till 5, you know.
Surely Jeff wouldn't mind. How are you getting along there? Making any headway?
Oh, I'm bearing up. I like the job enormously.
Darling, I didn't mean your job.
I know you didn't. But I had to come and say hello because I'm wondering why you rang Marcia the other evening to tell her I was at the Pelican with Jeff Pilgrim.
What? Oh, my dear girl, I did nothing of the kind.
Oh, am I wrong? So sorry, Mrs. Tennant. It must have been dear Harry Palmer.
Let me have a peep in my crystal ball. Darling, you know perfectly well it was Harry Palmer, don't you? Come on, don't let's fence. What are you after?
I'd just like to figure you out, that's all. You've had quite a lot to say to Marcia about Jeff and me, haven't you?
Who hasn't?
Yes, but the people who whisper so diligently in Marcia's ear happen to be you and Harry Palmer. Palmer's after Marcia. Who are you after, Mrs. Tennant?
What? Are you trying to make out that I'm... Oh, how utterly ridiculous.
Something's making you tick. And if it's Jeff Pilgrim, you may as well know you're wasting your time.
Seeing that I'm a friend of Marcia's, aren't you being frank to the point of indiscretion, my dear?
Why shouldn't I be? What you haven't known about Jeff and me, you've made up, haven't you? Well, I just want you to understand, Mrs. Tennant, you can drip your special brand of venom into Marcia's ear to make her jealous of me till you're blue in the face. That suits me fine. But if you ever get in my way, well, I could make Marcia think you were playing the same game as I am, couldn't I?
Goodbye.
Well, Percy Fleming, what about a short chat in complete confidence, eh? Can you spare 10 minutes?
Why, of course, my dear Mr. Puller. Have a cigar.
No, not yours, thanks. One of my own. Now, this chat is to be confidential, you understand?
If you wish it.
Well, this is your firm. What goes on in it is your pigeon, Percy. But I think someone ought to tip you off.
Dear me, what in the world's all this about?
Tell me something. Who among your staff has most to gain by cooking Jeff Pilgrim's goose?
Really, my dear Puller, this is highly irregular. What if I came into your office?
I'm only trying to do you a favor. Do you want to hear the rest or not?
Well, we've gone this far, so I may as well listen till I know what you're talking about. Good gracious me.
Well, scratch your head. Suppose Jeff Pilgrim's marriage went bust, and he was asked to leave your firm. Who would benefit?
Well, of course, no one. We'd all be terribly sorry to see Pilgrim go.
There must be one individual who'd step into his shoes. Who's next in line? Supposing Pilgrim fell under a rock, who would you give my account to?
Oh, I imagine Harry Palmer, a very good man, Palmer.
I see. Marcia Pilgrim now. You don't happen to know if she was being squired by Palmer before Pilgrim came on the scene, do you?
As a matter of fact, by Jove, now you mention it, I believe she was.
That's all I want to know, thanks, Percy. Palmer's your man.
What's he my man for? I thought you said this discussion was to do me a favor.
Did I say that? I must have been talking through my head. So long.
Benjamin Puller, kindly explain yourself.
Sorry, Percy, I have a call coming through from Calcutta. He's seeing you.
Bless my heart and soul. What was the purpose of that? Now, let me think. If Jeff Pilgrim goes, Harry Palmer would step into his shoes. Confound it. What's so peculiar about that? Good evening, Miss Bronson. Has Jeff gone?
Yes, Mr. Fleming, 5 or 10 minutes ago.
Well, never mind. Tomorrow morning will do. Isn't it time you packed up and went home?
Yes, but I do want to get these schedules finished so we can post them out in the morning.
Ah, yes. Bates, Hemingway, Cordner and Hull, yes, and so on and so on. Well, I know you must want to get on with them, so I won't waste too much of your time. Miss Bronson.
Yes, Mr. Fleming?
When you were at lunch with Mr. Fuller today, he told me just now, did he by any chance mention Harry Palmer?
Why, no, I don't think so.
Oh, it just occurred to me. I don't suppose you happen to know if Palmer bears any animosity towards Jeff Pilgrim, do you? Or the other way about?
Really, I haven't any idea. People don't confide in me to that extent, Mr. Fleming.
You're quite sure? You can't call to mind any little occurrence or a hint of ill feeling, jealousy, perhaps?
No, definitely not.
Well, never mind. Look, Miss Bronson, you'd better let that work go for tonight. If you get an early start in the morning, they'll catch the midday mail.
Oh, will that be all right?
Oh, I'm sure of it. Good night, then.
Good night, Mr. Fleming. Oh, hang. I've left my cigarettes in Jeff's office. I have to go upstairs again. The place will be locked up in a minute, and I'll never get out. Oh, Mr. Pilgrim, what are you doing here?
I thought you'd gone.
Never mind that. What are you doing here? Yes, what is she doing here? I don't know why, but the moment I saw her, I thought of her brooch. The one that's missing from Jeff's desk. Just suppose she's come to get it. Just suppose she decides to think the worst.
We invite you to listen again to further episodes of Office Wife. Written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.